Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And today my guests are Rich and Lucy Phillips, who are here in the studio to discuss the screening of the film Under Our Skin 2, Emergence from Horror to Hope. And it talks about the politics and hazards of Lyme disease and will be screening at 5:30 this evening at Sitka Public Library. Rich, Lucy, thank you so much for being in the studio with me today.
Thanks for having us.
And Lucy, I would love if you would start out by giving a description of what Lyme disease is and what causes it.
Oh boy, that's a tough one. You know, Lyme disease can be really light and you can get it and you can take some antibiotics and it can be gone, or it can debilitate you for the rest of your life. So, The hazard is the ticks that are coming. We have a climate change, and the ticks are coming north, and they are already here in Sitka. They are in Alaska. They are on the ground squirrels and the martens, and of course the birds carry everything in. They've had ticks over there at Bjorka and at St. Lazaria for a long time. So Lyme disease is a disease that can get your central nervous system, and the ticks carry things that are parasites like North American malaria, babesiosis. You can get 30 different diseases from one tick bite. So it's important to know what's happening, the hazards are.
And when you talk about ticks, this is from the deer ticks. And how recently have they been in Sitka?
Well, you know, that's a good question. Burgess told me that he started seeing them a couple of years ago, but the people out at St. Lazaria have been seeing them for decades, as far as I know.
Well, they're also in the state. They've done some, I don't know what you call it, where the people go out and identify ticks in certain areas and do some, you know, that's funded for that in some areas. And they've identified all of the ticks that carry diseases. Well, they all carry diseases, but the ones that will carry, like the dog tick, carries a Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and there's some other ones now that they're carrying around. The dog ticks actually do. And then there's Lone Star ticks, and those are predominantly in the Southwest, but they're all around the country too now. And then the Ixoides ticks, there's the Scapularis and the Pacificus, and they also are the prime vectors of the disease complexes. And there's a lot of diseases that you can get, anybody can get from a tick bite, just like you can get from a stinking mosquito, you know.
You can get it from fleas and mosquitoes now, too, apparently. They are discovering these. So.
And The two films that have been screened, or one film that has been screened and one film that will be screened later this evening, are both a part of Lyme Disease Awareness Month. What can viewers expect to see this evening at the screening of Under Our Skin 2?
I can do this one. The second film, basically, it's like a recap of watching a TV show, where, you know, they bring elements from the first film into the second film. So those are there. So you won't just come in cold. All of the information that was presented in the first film is tied into the second film. But the second film has a little more hopeful. It's not as grim as the first film. The first film is pretty grim. You see these people that are literally dying and have died and are, you know, just going down the toilet from this disease. And it's a lot more hopeful. And the people that are in the first film, the three people that are followed, have actually been not necessarily cured, but they have their lives back. They've gotten their bodies back. They've gotten their minds back. And they're able to function and become productive members of society.
And both of these films follow the stories of several individuals who have been affected by Lyme disease. And we were speaking a few minutes earlier about the reception of this film, because it talks about the illness in terms of chronic Lyme disease, which there's been some debate about that kind of terminology. What's your experience been like with that?
Well, we're lucky because for the most part, chronic Lyme doesn't exist. It's all in your head. You're making it up. You have Munchausers or Heimers or whatever that's called. You know,
Munchausers.
People are making up these diseases. It doesn't exist.
What do you mean by that?
Just like that. I mean, if you were to present to me, and I'm a physician who says, you know, I don't really think Lyme exists, and you come in with a whole cadre of symptoms that they have no idea what they are. They're not trained, first of all. Hardly anyone is trained in Lyme disease, in these tick-borne infections. You come to me and I say, well, you know, I think because you're a woman, first of all, you're just making this up. Your symptoms are manifested by your brain, and you're not really sick. You're just making all this crap up. And that's what happens, and that happens a lot, and it happens each and every day. Even now as we speak, it's happening.
They say that Lyme disease is hard to get and easy to treat, and it's the other way around. It's easy to get
and
can be very difficult to treat. And chronic Lyme does exist, whether people are in denial or not. And one of my main concerns, as I was telling you earlier, is that with the proliferation of this disease, I mean, the CDC itself has admitted that there were at least 300,000 new cases a year, and we think it's probably double that. As the disease proliferates, the denial gets higher. So there are things you can do to protect yourself, and those are the things that we want people to know.
Yeah, we have the information.
We have a lot of information. We have things on paper. You know, you can come by and pick that stuff up. And, you know, the movie's about an hour and 15 minutes long.
This one's an hour. Tonight's is only an hour.
It goes fast. It goes really, really fast.
The one thing that we did put in the library, we got the latest book. This lady, I can't remember her first name. Her last name was Pfeiffer. She wrote a book. It's called Lyme, The First Epidemic of Climate Change. And it basically rehashes all the stuff that in the book that was written in the mid-90s, I think it's called, I can't remember the name of that one, but it's pretty thick. Anyway, it rehashes all that information about what's happened and the controversies around Lyme disease and the inability of the CDC and the infectious disease guys to do anything about it, really. I shouldn't say that over the air, but it's
true. Never mind.
And it just rehashes all that. And I don't know what I was talking about, so I'm shutting up now.
It's okay. Lyme disease, I just want to say Lyme disease has affected our family profoundly. I mean, Megan was bit by a tick at Sarah Lawrence College when she was 22 years old. She's 31 now, and she's pretty much bedridden at this point. And it's very, very serious. I mean, when you are talking about pain that most of us will never experience in our life, that she experiences every day, the courage that she has shown in fighting this disease, the consistency, and it's terrifying to watch our daughter go through this thing, and we are not going to shut up about it. I mean, it's really, really important.
One thing that we did experience just recently, we were in a conference with a doctor, and he suggested that she get another a second opinion.
She has had six opinions, and she has been diagnosed.
We're talking big time, the big guns,
the best in the country. So it's really the ignorance is pretty broad, I don't know, and we're just trying to counter it a little bit with some reality.
So after your daughter was bit, what was the process like in diagnosing it and then starting to treat Lyme disease?
Well, you know, in her case, she was lucky because she saw I don't know, four or five people on the East Coast, and one of them was supposedly the top guy for women's issues, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, all this other stuff. And he said, well, you have chronic fatigue, you need to do this. So she came back, and she ended up going to California after struggling through her last year of school. She went to California. She saw
rheumatoid arthritis specialist.
Okay, she saw an RA specialist, an infectious disease guy, really good guy. And he said, I don't know what this is, but it's not anything I've have any experience with, but do your temperature every day and let's see where you are. And so she did, and he says, you know, this is something that I've never seen. I don't know what this is. So they're in desperation. They looked up an ILADS doctor. ILADS doctors are doctors who are Lyme literate. They train themselves. You know,
it's the International Society of Lyme Disease Doctors.
Okay, they're ILADS doctors. Right. And so they called this ILADS doctor up, and you know what? He said, can you come in today? And she says, no,
fabulous.
I live in I live in Rancho Cucamonga. I can get there tomorrow. And so she went the next day. Gonzalez saw her and said, well, you're really sick. We'll run this. We can't do anything right now until we figure out what's going on. So they sent the blood to Palo Alto, to Igenics. It came back positive for Babesia, Bartonella, and Lyme.
And those are other illnesses called by, all of those are illnesses caused by the same kind of tick.
They're in the tick.
It's part of the complex. You can get
30 of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole cadre of diseases that you personally could get from one tick bite.
That's right.
And unfortunately, we are out of time. Rich, Lucy, thank
you. Lucky for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being in the studio with me today.
Please come to the movie tonight.
Yes. This evening, Under Our Skin 2 will be screened at the Sitka Public Library at 5:30.